This is one of those stories about connections and the web of life. We start our story in the boreal forest, which is huge. This is the forest that extends from the interior of Alaska to Newfoundland, and from Edmonton in Alberta all the way to the Arctic Sea. It's estimated to be about 1.5 billion acres in size. And today, we'll talk about the relationship between the boreal and San Francisco Bay. This is Your Wetlands.
This area is a true nursery for a lot of American birds. There's somewhere between estimated 1.7 to 3 billion breeding birds in the boreal every summer. And this includes the neotrops, the land birds or songbirds, about 1.6 billion breeding birds every year, or about 30% of the U.S.-Canada population.
Dr. Fritz Reed is the Director of Conservation Planning for Ducks Unlimited in the West.
Shorebirds, there's about 7 million breeders. Waterbirds, which include the terns, the gulls, the herons, that's about 14 million breeders. And waterfowl, ducks, geese, and swans, are right at about 26 million breeding birds out of the boreal, which is about 40% of the continental population.
Now, do we know which birds are breeding in the boreal and then spend their fall and winters around San Francisco Bay?
Waterbirds are among some of the biggest group. If you ever go over the Dunbarton or San Mateo Bridge, you'll see scoters. There are three species of scoters out there, surf scoters, or commonly called skunk heads, the ones that have the white heads, the black scoter and the white-winged scoter. Now, 80% of all the scoters come out of the boreal forest. And those birds that are in the Bay Area wintering are all coming out of the forest. They're not the only ones. Bufflehead, common goldeneye, and Barrow's goldeneye are also all ducks that are coming out of the boreal forest. Those last three are interesting because those are all cavity nesters. They're nesting in trees, in cavities, like the wood duck, and come out of the boreal forest and make their way down to San Francisco Bay.
Is it just ducks?
If you've ever seen lesser yellowlegs, solitary sandpipers, short-billed dowitchers, they are in that same group of 80% plus that breed in the boreal, coming out of the boreal and then spending their winters along the shoreline of San Francisco Bay. Some of the other birds, the herring gull, one of the largest gulls you'll find in the bay, is coming out of the boreal. And one of the smallest birds that you'll find in brush along the bay is the white-throated sparrow, and white-throated sparrows coming out of the boreal as well.
And do you have an example, Dr. Reed, about the kind of research that's going on to enable us to learn more about the relationship between the boreal and the bay?
Dr. John Takakawa of the U.S. Geological Survey has put satellite receivers, and what he's found is that the birds that come out of San Francisco Bay make their way all the way up to Alaska and the Mackenzie River Valley where they breed. And it's interesting because there was a similar study done in Prince William Sound off the Copper River Delta in Alaska, and those birds that winter way to the north end up in the same place.
And Dr. Reed says this is the perfect time to see these birds.
This is kind of the peak time for ducks. This is also a good time to see loons, to see herons, to see a variety of shorebirds. So really encourage folks to get out and experience that crisp winter morning and chance to see some great birds.
And our thanks to Dr. Fritz Reed. For more information, you can check out our website, yourwetlands.org, and also visit Ducks Unlimited, which is ducks.org. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. To learn more about the joint venture, please visit sfbayjv.org. And we're supported by grants from the California Coastal Conservancy and PG&E. If you have a question or a comment for us, our email address is yourwetlands@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.